5282. If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666. For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
Hi, my name is Zach Dufty at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, and boy, do I have a deal for you. I've got a 2012 GMC Sierra 3500 dually crew cab, fully loaded and equipped with 4x4. This truck has got everything, from the sunroof to the heated leather seats. It has new tires and is powered by the 6.6-liter Duramax motor and the Allison transmission. It is in beautiful shape and definitely won't last long at $42,980. So come see me, Zach Dufty, at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring, and take this beautiful dually home today.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring.
Stay today with WLNB Sports on Twitter. Simply follow at WLNB Sports to receive in-game updates, stats, and even photos from the game. That's at WLEW Sports. We are less than 5 minutes away from kicking off here in beautiful complex. I believe it was in 2011. Saginaw Valley State University pumped a lot of money into this facility, and it is absolutely gorgeous. A new field. They went from a natural surface to a field turf. We're on the field earlier. Beautiful surface out there. The Laker marching band's on the field right now. Big old Cardinal on that field. We have a screen to our right with the scoreboard. We can actually see the scoreboard either side of the field without even have to crane our necks, so we don't need to go see Eli Caban later. So that's a helpful. And we actually have a small pond to the right of us, and so in case you get bored during a broadcast, you can just imagine some ducks flowing across in that pond over there.
Well, the other thing is, Clark, these scoreboards are so big that you know, we wouldn't have to visit Doc Messing so often to get our eyes checked, so that's pretty
true.
Good, too.
That's true. He told me last week, this is a complete side note, but Doc Messing's cutting back in the hot dogs. He's trying to slim down a little bit.
Interesting.
He historically had a hot dog every week. Anyway, that's a whole other side point. 3.5 minutes here, and we're going to listen into the Laker marching band with our national anthem and pregame show.
Tonight to the SVSU WIC Stadium for the matchup between the Beale City Aggies and the Lakers. And I'm going to ask you now all to rise. Gentlemen, please remove your hats. Join in the playing of the national anthem by the Laker High School Marching Band. Thank you.
it's an awesome opportunity for them.
Awesome opportunity for Lakers to be here tonight. The marching band, as well as like to thank them for taking part in the band day over at Central Michigan University this past Saturday, as they took on Lakers. Central Michigan took on Ball State. I had the honor to be a guest of the program this past Saturday. Reed Scott, my one of my best friends from Michigan State, is actually the director of football operations now over there, and he had me as a guest on the sidelines, and I greatly appreciate Central Michigan for having me. Current conditions at SVSU in University Center, Michigan, 58 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour and gusting up to 10 miles per hour. Visibility is at 10 as well. Barometric pressure holding steady. The dew point is at 48. It feels like it's 58. Sunset was at 6:38 tonight, and we are in the new moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Lakers won the toss and is elected to receive our officials tonight. Our referee, Tom Jablonski, umpire Jason Herbert, linesman Terry Ray, line judge Luke Schmeige, and the back judge is Dale Clyde. Of course, Kayla Carson gave those information for us, and she always has that. I'm not sure who enjoys it more, the officials or Kayla, getting that information down the field before we start here. So anyway, we're actually starting a minute 20 early here as Beale City is ready to kick this one off from their own 40, left, right across the radio, and we are underway. It's a line drive going to take number 12, Dustin Cady, back to his own 5-yard line. He's at the 20, cuts to the far sideline, still on his feet, and is going to be dragged down right at the 19-yard line. Brennan Wisner, in fact, actually, number 12. The Lakers changed all their numbers in the past few weeks here, and the freshman on special team brings it out to the
you see, and not much going there for Wisner as he tried the far side of the field and ran into a couple Beale City special teamers. A good block by Evan Shemka, still couldn't spring him free.
So here comes Lakers working off the right hash, left, right to left across the radio in the green jerseys, black pants, and we have a little bit of a clock issue here. And there we go. Now we have 12 minutes on the clock. And looks like we're just going to start at 12 minutes. So we had a minute 20 left on the clock as that kickoff happened. So we might have to do a little bit of wind down here. And that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to let the clock come down here probably to about 11:48 or 11:45. Number 55, Brett Upton, had the tackle there for Beale City on that special teams. And 11:50 left here in the first quarter. Lakers on their first play of the night out of the 19-yard line. Coming out in that shot, in that pistol formation. Three men in the backfield as well, and they hand it off. And the carrier gets out to the 25-yard line. That is number 21, Terrence Dubes, brought down by number 54, Jacob Robeson, a 6'10", 265 junior.
Yeah, so far, Lakers sticking with their traditional pistol-style offense. Running back on each side of Dustin Cady and one deep behind him. And on that play, the backer on his left acted as the fullback in front of Terrence Dubes on the right-hand side, took the carry across the line of scrimmage, and a nice gain to start this game.
6-yard gain brings up second and four, and as the snap goes off, we have a flag flying on the far sideline. This is going to be a false start against Lakers. And so it's disco night early here, as Dustin Cady runs to the sideline to get the call here from Adam Grybauskas.
This was the same thing that when we seen Lakers last, Clark, was a lot of penalties, and you can't afford those simple 5-yard mistakes against a team like Beale City that is strong and fast.
Last time you saw them was what, Lakers
Cass City. And it was a yellow flag infested game. I mean, those penalty flags were flying off to. But that 5-yard penalty may have been a blessing in disguise because that snap went over the quarterback's head. So we got second and 9 upcoming.
2 wide to the left. Now make that 3 wide to the left with Reyes in motion. And Dustin Cady's going to keep it himself. He gets across the 20 down to about the 22-yard line. Maybe a gain of 2 when all said and done. It's going to bring up 3rd down regardless. Bring it down by number 54, Jacob Robinson. As same tackler again brings up 3rd down, 7 to go.
And the same form, a backer on each side of Dustin Cady. They put Mauricio Diaz-Reyes in motion to the near side of the field, putting 3 receivers on the side. Beale City baiting Dustin Cady to throw the ball. Just put 3 defenders over there, one-on-ones all over the place. They still a designed run to that